The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time for Tech Talk. We've got our Tech Talk with our tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai, joining us today. Well, Spotify is making big plans to become the Netflix of streaming audio, announcing on Wednesday plans to acquire privately held podcast producers like Gimlet Media and Anchor. Well, tell us, Kai, what are the terms of the deals?
So these terms, they weren't exactly disclosed, but it was said that Gimlet Media was sold for about $200 million. And according to some observers, that amount would make it one of the largest acquisitions in the podcast industry to date. Mm. So these two companies are on different ends of the spectrum, so to speak. So Gimlet Media actually has a wide library of podcasts, different kinds of fiction, non-fiction podcasts, and so on. And Anchor, the other company that Spotify is acquiring, actually has some easy-to-use podcast creation technology, and it actually serves as a platform for podcast creators to make and distribute their shows. Mm. So it's quite obvious that Spotify, in addition to being a platform for, you know, artists to put their wares on, to put their songs on, it's also trying to become a platform for podcasts as well. And it obviously sees quite a big market in this as well.
Yeah, Kai, it's a hot area, isn't it? Podcasts, it seems to be growing when many other parts of media are contracting. But I want to ask you, Spotify, how does it see itself going up against bigger tech players like Apple, which is already established?
So the founder of Spotify, I think his name is Daniel Ek, he did say that he doesn't want to compete in the spaces that Apple or Google are competing, because those companies are way, way bigger than them. I think that's quite obvious. They have a lot more resources to spend, and Apple is doing things like, I mean, everything from music to self-driving cars. So how do you even compete with that, right? So they say that they will focus on what he estimates, Mr. Ek, what he estimates is the $100 billion music and radio market, rather than compete in the $1 trillion video market. So I think he knows that their resources are limited, and it bears their earnings bear witness to the statement as well, because they grew their operating profit, I think was for the fourth quarter of 2018, but their average revenue per user actually fell 7% in the same quarter as compared to the year ago. So they know that, you know, maybe streaming isn't a very sort of stable revenue for them. So they're trying to diversify and go into a space where they are familiar with. Mm. Not so much, you know, play with the big boys, but, you know, find their own nice niche and sort of go from there.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that that story for sure here about the FM. Well, keeping calm and become a unicorn, a mediation and a mental health focused startup, Calm has joined the US $1 billion unicorn club after raising US $88 million in a Series B round of funding led by TPG Growth, with participation from several other VCs, including Ashton Kutcher's Sound Ventures. So what exactly does Calm do, Kai?
Ah, as the name suggests, isn't it? it's an app that I was just checking out on my phone. Uh-huh. It basically makes, it's one of these mindfulness apps, you know. It has meditations, sounds, guides you through a sort of like a 15-minute kind of relaxation throughout your day. And there are actually quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, essentially that these guys in our hectic world, they want to basically make money out of your relaxation. So other companies want to make money out of our data, out of our daily lives, you know. These guys are going completely the opposite way. Isn't that nice? I mean, okay, fair enough, they're making money out from it. But at least they're people looking out for, you know, our well-being.
We are talking tech with tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai. You know, this is something that Bernard and I definitely need, I think. We need to have an app whenever things get a bit hectic here. But, you know, what other companies are trying to do what Calm is doing? Because I'm sure it's not a unique idea, is it? I mean, we always like to hear the sound of the ocean crashing on the shore.
Exactly.
You know, listen to
that's
that.
Exactly what they offer. So, I mean, if you could listen to that for 2 hours a day, all of us will be so zen, so calm, so chill. Calm is just one of the few mindfulness startups that have attracted VCs in recent times. So there is a burgeoning market for mindfulness apps, relaxation apps. So Shine, another app, has also raised $5 million for its motivational messaging app, while Simple Habit has secured $10 million for its so-called bite-sized audio meditation plans.
Mm.
And another company called BioBeats has nabbed $3 million to combat stress with meditation and breathing exercises. So not everyone knows how to meditate and breathe.
Right.
We do need someone to tell us how to do that.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, you can learn how to do yoga on YouTube, but you'd rather have someone teach it.
Absolutely.
Teach you that, you know.
It seems you know, a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it, to have actually, you know, an electronic device telling you how to do yoga.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Well, you should be staying away to relax,
exactly.
You know. Okay, we also read that a team of scientists from USC have developed the world's first self-healing 3D printed rubber that could be ideal for footwear, tires, even soft robotics. Well, this means that in future, your car tire or your running shoe could potentially repair itself. So does it mean that I can simply leave my shoe out and it kind of heal itself if the sole falls out?
Probably not so fast. I'm not going to leave the shoe out on the rack and then it starts to repair itself. That would be part creepy, part fascinating, I think.
Mm.
So the team has created this 3D printed rubber, but it actually involves, you need, I think, a very strong light to sort of cure the rubber in order for it to mold itself. So it introduces some sort of like self-healing properties. The rubber has some sort of properties like that. And it basically, even if you cut the rubber down right through the middle, I'm just looking at the diagram here, it heals itself after, say, 20 minutes. Yeah. So if you lose, if you're, you know, your running sole drops off in the middle of a run, I don't know, maybe you can heal it when you get back home.
I tell you, who's not going to be happy about this is the old uncles at the coffee shops who do those repairs. They're going to be protesting about this. But I mean, this sounds like it's not very close. I mean, how soon are we going to see these self-healing shoes in our local, you know, coffee shop?
This is pretty much right up science fiction alley.
Mm-hmm.
For the moment, at least, the scientists have got a working prototype done, but it's definitely not ready for the real world in the near future. So they will have to firstly make this available for mass production, and this material obviously isn't available for prime time yet. And I think it stands to reason that we can't expect our shoes, like after a heavy, you know, off-road running session, that our shoes are going to magically repair themselves. So it's still a sort of work in progress where the scientists have to develop a sort of mass market material that is easily deployable, easily, you know, moldable, that sort of thing. And maybe a material that has enough traction. For all we know, that material has absolutely no traction on dirt roads or tarmac or anything. So we have to wait and see how they come about with that.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, Kai, I understand that you're throwing some tech trivia our way in a new series titled Did You Know? So what do we need to know today about this series?
So basically, 97% of messages sent throughout the day are spam. And that's 97% out of 60 billion emails sent on a daily basis are spam.
97% of email messages?
Of the 60 billion emails sent every day are spam.
Really?
Whew. Have you ever checked your mailbox? I think that's pretty much right. 97% of the messages I get are spam.
Don't even bother going to your junk folder. There's never anything good there, right?
No. Nothing. I mean, plenty of free offers, but you know, nothing that I'm willing to take up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, so are you going to be telling us more of these little information?
Yes, we're going to keep this running. It's okay. A little Did You Know.
Okay.
So every week, maybe on top of This Week in Tech.
Right.
I will be doing these little Did You Know, little tech tidbits.
Oh, yeah.
Something a little bit interesting.
All right. Well, that's been Tech Talk with tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai-yi. All the best to you, Kai-yi, for the Year of the Pig. And please keep bringing in the trivia. We love it.
Oh, thanks. I'll definitely pig out on it.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.